Quest mushers have a team of handlers behind them to make sure the 1,000-mile race goes as smoothly as possible. This year, former Olympian Rachel Steer signed up as a handler for her brother, Zach Steer. He's currently in fifth place. Rachel knew she was in for an adventure, but couldn't have predicted the twists and turns along the way. She says mechanical trouble forced the team to resort to a unique form of transportation.
This year, we got all the way up to Circle, and our dog truck died. And so we ran into a little bit of trouble, had to bum a ride with another dog truck back to Fairbanks. And we've done the second half of the race based out of Zach's minivan.
Is it a hardship? Are you doing your own driving? I mean, tell me about the whole adventure of it.
Well, we were going to be doing the driving the entire time. We just anticipated doing it out of a dog truck. You have a lot of equipment that comes along with you when you're mushing, and you have a dog truck assisting. You've got all your dog boxes that, in case dogs get dropped, you can put them into the dog boxes. You've got your rakes, your shovels, the place to put a spare sled, and, of course, all the extra equipment that comes along with the 36-hour layover that happens in Dawson City. When we had to move down to a minivan, we had to pare down our supplies quite significantly. We're making do in the minivan, but I think we've become some fine entertainment for the other handlers.
So you're in a minivan. Are some of the dogs, drop dogs, with you?
Yes, we are up to about 5 drop dogs right now. We have 2 dog kennels in the back part of the minivan, and so we'll have 2 dogs in each of those kennels for this hour-long drive to Whitehorse, and then one of them will sit outside of the kennel in the back of the van with us.
So
we're all one big family.
So other than that, what is the most difficult moment of your journey?
It's been a great adventure. It's been a lot of fun. It's really challenging. Of course, mushing is hard on the mushers themselves, but the handlers have not had a lot of sleep. It's a lot of you getting to a checkpoint, getting oriented, knowing what where your musher needs to go and where their supplies are. You're waiting up in the middle of the night for them to come in, and you're waiting up in the middle of the night for them to take off again. So it's been a real lack of sleep, and then jumping in the car to drive to the next place.
As far as an adventure goes, is this... How does this rank in your life, your life experience?
It ranks pretty high up there. I think this is very different from anything else I've done. It's a whole different crowd of people I've met and places to go, especially places that most of us wouldn't go to in the wintertime. And now that I've seen them and we've had fairly good weather, I would encourage other people to take a road trip like this in the winter. It's been a lot of fun.
Well, how's Zach holding up? What are you hearing from him?
He's pretty tired. These guys, all of these front runners, have been cutting their rest for the last few days. They've been running really long runs, relatively short rests, and they're just physically and mentally exhausted. You can just see it in the way that they're talking and moving. They're looking forward to getting done.
Video of Rachel's trip is on APRN.org. Her brother Zach left the Braeburn checkpoint in fifth place at 3:30 this afternoon.